जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
We have to discriminate between drig and drishya. Drig means drashta. The ultimate seer is the sentient. He is the Atman. Why we are not able to experience it? We all have that Atman. It is said, it is because of Maya. In verse number 13, it was said, Sakti dvayam hi mayaya vichhep abhriti rupakam vichhep sakti lingadi brahmandantam jagrat srijet. There is a power called Maya, and that Maya has got two powers. One is vichhep sakti, another is the avaran sakti. What vichhep sakti has done, what this projecting power has done, it has created from linga sarir, from the subtle body to cosmos, brahmandantam, whole of brahmand. And we have already seen in our tattvabodh, from Brahma, he has got a maya, from maya came five subtle elements. Then after the process of grossification, he became gross element. What we are seeing now is the gross element. Pre-stage of this gross elements is the subtle element. From that subtle element, subtle body created. From the gross element, gross body created. So who created subtle and gross? Maya. So it is said, lingas adi, lingasari, subtle body and everything, and gross body also. Brahman, in vyasti and samasti, everything is created by this Maya Sakti. Then it is said, Srishti nam brahma rupe sachidananda vastuni. What is this srishti? What is this creation? It says what srishti is nothing but nam and rup. It's only different forms, and for transaction purpose we have given different names to each object. Each object has a form and we have given a name to it. So
What is Srishti? Naam Roop, that's all. In two words he said, the whole Srishti is Naam Roop. But what is the substance? Roop of what? Like gold ornaments is the form of gold only, different forms. But what is the substance of the gold ornament? It's gold. What is the substance of all Naam Roop in the Jagat? Sachidananda Vastuni. It is the Sachidananda Vastu which has taken different form. So whatever you see in this world, now if you touch, if you taste, if you see, what you are seeing? Sachidananda Vastu. No? Sachidananda Vastu has taken different forms. So substance is Sachidananda Vastu. How? Abdhav Fenadivat. Abdhav means like in ocean, what we see? Different types of waves rising, big, small, crashing, lots of waves. Then bubble, froth. What are all these? It's only nothing but oceanic water, taken the different names, and with the different forms we are giving different names. Abdhav Fenadivat Sarva Naam Roop Prasarna. This whole thing is the manifestation of Naam and Roop. So this is the creation. Good. Then what is to be done after that? This was said about the projecting power. Now what is veiling power? Antar drig drishyo bhedam bahischa brahma sargayo abranoti aparasakti. Abranoti aparasakti. Other sakti, second sakti is aparasakti, which is veiling power. Avaran sakti. What that sakti has done? Antah drig drishyo bhedam. Inside, drashta and drishya. This difference we are not able to see now. We think this body made of inert and the sentient thing, we feel the sentiency here. We don't see the clear distinction between Atman and the drishya. The drig drishyo bhedam bahischa brahma sargayo. And outside, inside it has covered the Atman. We are not able to see the drig, the drashta, the sentient being. Outside, the substratum, the vastu, the Sachidanand, which has taken different forms. Bahi Brahma Sargayo. Sargayo means creation. And who is Brahma? Brahma is the substratum of the whole creation. So what we are able to see? We are able to see only the Namru. We are not able to see Brahman. Who has done this thing? It is the Aparasakti, Abrunoti, it has covered, it has veiled. So it has veiled outside Brahman, it has veiled inside Atman, and we are not able to see clearly. Aparasakti, sa sansarasya karanam, and that is the cause of sansar. Sansar, sansarati, everything is changing now. All Naam Roop, continuously it is born, staying for some time, and then dissolve. Similarly, our body also came into existence, stay for some time, it will dissolve. So what we are seeing? Only the sansaran, only the changing, modifying things we are seeing. But the eternal, changeless thing, we are not able to see. That is the sansar's karan. So maya is the karan of the sansar. Who is this jiva? In the next verse, verse number 16, it says, Sachina puruto bhanam. Sachina, there is a witness. Who is this witness? This Sakshi is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is there. Puruto, in the close proximity, bhanam, it signs. Because it is Sakshi, pure consciousness is self-effulgent. It signs. Lingam dehena sanyutam. Lingam, subtle body. Very close to the linga, the subtle body. Dehe sanyutam, then identified with the gross body. Dehe here means gross body. And when this witness or the Sakshi, the pure consciousness, is in the proximity of the subtle body, what will happen? There will be reflection of consciousness. So chiti chaya samavesat. There will be chiti chaya. So how many things are there in jiva? Four things. Sakshi, subtle body, gross body, plus reflection of So jeev constitute of these four things. Now, how can I get liberation? In the next verse, it is said in verse number 16, asya jivatvam aropat sachani api abhasate. Jeevhood is superimposed on sakshi. Jeevhood is superimposed on sakshi, and it appears that sakshi has become jeev. How many things are there in with us? Only two. One is the Atman, another is the inert matter, Anatma. Atma and Anatma. There is no third thing. Atma and Anatma. Rest of the whole things are Anatma. Asya jivatam aropat sachani api abhasate. We have superimposed the jeevhood on the sakshi. Abrato tu vinashtayam. If you remove this abriti, if you remove this ignorance, if you remove this veiling, veiling is caused by maya. If you remove this veiling, what will happen? Bhede bhate apayati tat. Then the difference will become clear. That we think we are finite. Why we think we are finite? Because we have identified with the gross body. Gross body is finite. So we think, I am finite, Atman is finite. Why this notion has come? Because of identification with the gross body. Atman is not limited, it is infinite, but we think we are finite. So why this notion has come? Because I have identified with a finite thing, and this finitude we have superimposed on sakshi, on the witness, on the Atman. Now we have to ask a question, who is bound? There is only two things, Atma and Anatma. Is Atma bound? No. Is Anatma bound? It's inert, it doesn't know anything. Who is bound there? Just think, apply your intellect, inquire, you will find there is no jiva. Very simple, only two things are there, Atma and Anatma. Atma is not bound. Atma doesn't need liberation. And Guruji has given very good example of a prisoner. God is also inside the prison only. He doesn't want liberation. The convict, he wants liberation. So find out who wants liberation. We have got only two things. Atma doesn't want liberation. And Atma is inert. It doesn't know its own existence. That also, no liberation is needed for Anatma Vastu also. Because of our identification with the finite body, the Jivatva has come. And a man of realization knows clearly that he is not this body. Because of identification with this body, we think we are jiva. And we have seen the example of Astavakra. When he went into the court of Janak, everybody started laughing. This Astavakra with the eight band, this person is supposed to be jnani, he is going to give jnana to Raja Janak. But he was not identified with the body. He was realized. A realized person never identifies with the body. This veiling power covers the truth of the world also. This was about the individual. Now about the world outside, bahi. Tatha, in the same way, sarga brahmanoscha bhedam abritya tishtati. Tatha, sarga. Sarga means creation. Brahmanoscha bhedam abritya tishtati. In the same way, outside also, it has veiled. The difference between Brahma and Sarga, we are not able to see. We are not able to see the Brahman, the substratum of all Naam Roop, which is Sarga. Sarga means creation. We are not able to see it. Yaha Sakti Stad Vasat Brahma Vikritatena Vasate. And by that boiling power, the whole Brahman seems to be Vikriti, modifying. We are able to see that the whole world is modifying, changing. So a realized person will, what will he see? He will see the Brahman is changing and modifying. Is the Brahman, he has taken the form and Naam Roop is false. Now, how this reality is unveiled is now in verse number 19.
अत्राप्यावृतिनाशेन विभाति ब्रह्मसर्गयोः भेदस्तयोर्विकारस्यात् सर्गेन ब्रह्मणि क्वचित् अत्राप्यावृतिनाशेन विभाति ब्रह्मसर्गयोः भेदस्तयोर्विकारस्यात् सर्गेन ब्रह्मणि क्वचित्
अत्र अपि हियर आल्सो लाइक इनसाइड सेम वे आउटसाइड बिकॉज़ इट्स द सेम माया which has covered, veiled inside, same maya has veiled outside. So what is to be done? Atra api abriti nasena. Abriti means the veiling, the covering, nasena, destruction. If you remove the covering, then you will be able to see vibhati clearly, brahma sargayo. You will be able to clearly see, distinctly you will see the brahman and the sarg. Sarga means the creation. Suppose if you keep a bulb here, say 0 watt bulb here. Now you cover that bulb with a blanket. Now if you want to see that bulb, what you have to do? Remove the covering. The moment you remove the covering, bulb is glowing there. Similarly, if you remove the covering of Naam Roop outside, and the drishya inside, you will find Atman inside and Brahma outside. Vibhati, clearly Brahma Sargyo, Bheda, the difference is clearly seen. Tayo Vikara Syat Sarge, all these modifications, where are these modifications? Sarge, in the creation, in the Naam Roop only, all differences are in the vikar or the modifications are in the Naam Roop. Na Brahmani Kvachet, it is never in the Brahman. So what is changing outside is the Naam Roop. Is the substance changing? You are changing your gold ornament earring to bangle. Is the gold changing? Only Naam Roop is changing. Similarly, outside, Naam Roop is changing. So, Vikar is, where is the Vikar? Sarge, in the Prakriti, in the creation. Modification is in the creation. Na Kvachita Brahman, not in Brahman. So, one thing is clear, all modifications are in Srishti, in the creation. There is no modification in the substratum of the Srishti. There is no modification in the Atman inside me. And for all changes, there must be a changeless substratum. For all changes to happen, there must be a changeless substratum. When we see cinema on the screen, what we see? There is flood, violence, love scene, fire, everything on the screen we are seeing. But the substratum, the white screen. It's not changing. That substratum is needed. Okay, we don't want to, we show it on the wall. Okay, wall is what? The same, it's not changing. Project on the wall also. River is flowing, river bed is permanent. Actors are coming on the stage, they come and go, stage remains, stage is there, permanent. Apply on yourself, your body is changing. Accepted or not accepted? Accepted. So you must have something changeless. I have given many instances. For any changes to happen, there must be a substratum, changeless substratum has to be there. Ab batao, do you have Atman or not, which is changeless? You have. Without that changeless Atman inside you, there cannot be changes in your body. Very good. Same way outside, we see the whole world is changing. So there must be a substratum, and the substratum of the whole world is Brahman. And Atman and Brahman is one and same. We have seen it many times. What is the difference between Atman and Brahman? Condition. Brahman conditioned with anything is called Atman. Brahman conditioned with this body is called Atman. Atman unconditioned is Brahman. But we have got the feeling always that it is changing and not changing. When we visit India, we say, India is changing. And again, same time, say, no, there is no change in India, it is the same thing, same India. Both feelings we have. When we visit Haridwar, see the Ganges. River is flowing, it's changing, it's not the same water. But at the same time, we say, Ramji came here. It is the same Ganges. So why we have these two type of feeling? There is change, there is no change. Because we have got that changeless Brahman in us, that changeless Atman in us. We say there is no change. And we have got the Maya, always changing. So we have got both types of feeling outside. It is same India. Sometimes you say, no, India is changing. A lot of changes are there. How it happens inside now? Outside we have seen. Inside, Guruji gives very good example. Guruji said, when I was Bal Kalakar, then I had lot of hairs. Now I have become Choti Ka Kalakar. So I have got only one choti, all hairs gone. Changes has happened. But the experiencer is the same. The experiencer of Bal Kalakar and Choti Kalakar is one and the same Guruji. So what Guruji will say? I am the same. But the outside, I was Bal Kalakar and became Choti Ka Kalakar. Outside, there are changes, modifications are there. But I am not able to see that experiencer in me. I am not able to realize that truth. How can I realize? One can realize only in the knowledge. Knowledge of the self, one can realize. And one can realize in this life only. If you don't realize, punarjanma, it will happen. Vasana, Maya will play. And according to the vasana, you will get another body. So choice is ours, whether we want to realize in this birth or not. Nahi, abhi to retire karke padhenge, abhi, it's not the time to study scriptures. Your choice. We have got a 5-year plan. In India, we have got 5-year plans. So we have got 5 birth plan. 10 birth plan, not this. Abhi jitna hoga kar lenge, phir next we will see in the next journey, we will start journey from there. Okay, your choice. Next verse.
Asti bhati priyam rupam. Asti bhati priyam rupam. Nama chetyangsha panchakam. Nama chetyangsha panchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Adyatrayam brahma rupam.
Jagadrupam tatodvayam. Jagadrupam tatodvayam. Asti bhati priyam rupam. Nama chetyangsha panchakam. Adyatrayam brahma rupam. Jagadrupam tatodvayam.
Our mind is restless. It always goes outside. A universal truth. Even Arjuna also said to the Lord, "Oh Lord, it is very difficult. You are saying you withdraw your mind, concentrate, do this meditation in this way. But I find the mind is very fickle. It is very difficult to control mind. But how can I see the Brahman outside?" Lord has shown to Arjuna also Viswarupa. Lord has said that whole world is in me. He said, "Show me." Viswarupa, he showed. Then he said, "I am in each and everything of the world." That also you show me. How you are outside. If I want to see you, do I have to sit in meditation always? 24-hour meditation to see the Atman, to see the Atman. I want to see you with the open eyes also. Here also same thing. Author says, you want to see outside? Okay. Let me tell you what things are there outside. Asti bhati priyam and rup nam. Five things are there. Only five things are there. Asti, isness, existence is there. To understand, let's go to Tattvabodha. Brahman, Brahman, there's a Shakti called Maya, dependent on Brahman. And from Maya came space. Next, air. Who is this Brahman? Satchitananda. From Satchitananda's power called Maya came Akash. So Akash has got Satchitananda plus its own property of Sabda. From gold came the gold ornament. In that gold ornament, all the properties of the gold are there. Any doubt? No. Apply the same thing on the Brahman. From Brahman came Akash. From Akash came air. So from Brahman, when Akash comes, the property of Brahman, Satchidananda is coming to the Akash. From Akash came Vayu. That means Satchidananda plus property of Akash is coming to Vayu. So first is three, Satchidananda. Then came Akash, so 3 plus 1, 4. Then came the Vayu, Satchidanand plus the property of Akash plus its own property comes to Vayu. Same way it goes down. So in everything of the world, because the whole world is created by five elements only, five bhuta. So that is why we call the whole jagat is bhautik. Bhautik means made of five great elements. My body is also made of five great elements. The whole world is also made of five great elements. The whole thing is bhautik. Since the source, original source is Satchidananda, the Satchit Anand is always there with each and everything of the world. Clear? The Sat means existence, isness. Chit means in all object asti bhati, they all objects have got the knowability, they are able to show their presence. Chair can show I exist, isness is there. It has capacity to express, expressing the means this is my form, bhati. Priyam, each and every object has got the ananda part also. Priya, it is dear. Dear to somebody, it may not be dear to everybody. Bugs and mosquitoes are not dear to me, but from their standpoint, they love us. Yeah. We don't like garbage, stinking garbage, but the insects, bacteria, they like it. For them, that is heaven, swarga. So everything is dear to somebody in the world. Guruji says, you create anything, you start anything, you will get some follower. It will be dear to something, somebody, some people. Dear. Adyatre Brahma Rupam Jagat Rupam Tatotayam. Adyatre, the first three words, Asti, Bhati, Priya, is Brahma. And the other two, Naam Rupa, Jagat. So whatever you see in the world, it has got five things. Asti, Bhati, Priya, this is Brahman, and Naam Rupa, five. Very good. And what is the nature? Apasti bhati priya. Like you see, tree is healthy, beautiful, green. So the ignis part, tree is. This ignis part belongs to asti bhati priya. And the greenness, healthy, all the fruits in the tree, they belong to nam rupa. So five things are there in the tree itself. Is. Now I cut the tree. Healthy tree gone, greenness gone, fruits gone. I got a log. Ignis came from that healthy green tree to log. I cut the log, made furniture. Log gone. Ignis transferred from the log to furniture. Then I burned the furniture. It became ash. Ignis transferred to ash. We cannot destroy Satchidananda. It is eternal. That is why in Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said, Nainam chindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pavaka, nechainam kledayantapa, na sosayati maruta. You cannot destroy Satchidananda in any way. His nature is different. And that Satchidananda is everywhere. Prabhupada Prahlad said to his father, his father asked, your Prabhu, your Lord is everywhere. But yes, everywhere. He is in the sword also, he is in the pillar also, he is everywhere. So many in the pillar. Chalo, nikalo. Everywhere. That is by way of the story. But the easiness is always everywhere. You can understand that easiness is always there. And that easiness you can't see with this eye. You have to understand with the third eye, the eye of knowledge. Easiness is everywhere. With this eye, you can see Brahman everywhere. Easiness is there. In Vibhuti Yoga, Lord has shown that I am everywhere. He gave many examples. Then after that, he said, wherever you find any speciality, that speciality is me. He said in the one of the sloka, yat aditya gatam tejo jagat bhase te akhilam yat chandramasi yat chagno tat tejo vidhimamakam. The sign in sun, moon, fire is mine. He is there. Satchit Anand is everywhere. And already we have seen, what is this Srishti? Satchidanand Vastuni has taken different forms and we have given name to each form. Srishti Naam Brahma Rupe Satchidanand Vastuni. Everything is dear to someone. If you see snake, you may not like it, but the snake charmer, he loves it. If he gets one snake, he says, "Ato mera dil khul gaya, I got lottery." Snake is dear to somebody. Dead leaves, if you go and collect dead leaves, the owner may say, no, why you are taking? It has got medicinal value, don't touch it. Everything. In each person, we may think this person is useless. But our Shastra says, ayogya purusha nasti. There is no ayogya purusha. There is some quality in him. We don't know his quality. In each and everything, there is some good qualities are there. Next verse.
Khavaya vagni jalor vishu devatiryang naradishu devatiryang naradishu abhinna satchidanandaha abhinna satchidanandaha vidyate rupanamani vidyate rupanamani khavaya vagni jalor vishu devatiryang naradishu abhinna satchidanandaha vidyate rupanamani
kha vayu agni jal urvishu. Kha means space. Next is vayu, agni, jal, urvishu means prithvi. That means five great elements. Deva tiryang nar adishu. Devata, tiryang, nar, adishu. So inert things. Five great elements are inert. Kham, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi. These five elements. Then it said, Dev, Tiryang, Naradishu. Living beings. Adi. Adi means Asur, Gandharva, Adishu. All living beings. Abhinna, Satchidananda. In all of them, the same Satchidananda is there. Abhinna. There is no difference. So be it inert matter or living being, in each and everything, Satchidananda is there. Why Satchidananda is there? Go back to Tattva Bodh. Brahman is Satchidananda. From that Satchidananda came all the elements. So in the all five elements, Satchidananda is there. And from those five elements, living beings and the inner objects, sense objects were created. So Satchidananda is there in each and everything of inert and sentient beings. Vidyate rupa namini. Only the difference, vidyate means difference. Difference, where is the difference? Nam and rupa is the difference. So Atman in all beings and the substratum of the whole creation is one and same. So there are not many Atmas, there are not many substratum of the world. There is only one substratum, Satchidananda of the world. Same Satchidananda, when conditioned with the body, is called Atman. So Atman and Brahman is one and same. How many Brahmans are there? How many Atmans are there? Only one. Vidyate rupa namini. Difference is only in the name and form. So group of inert matter, first five we have taken the group of inert matter, and in all of them asti bhati priya satchit anand is there, that we have understood very well. But these inert matters takes our attention outside. That means it is indicating the samasti, the world. Dev Tiryan Naradajisu, Dev, Devta. We all can become Devta. If you are ready to do the Punya Karma, by Punya, you can become Indra, Brahma, all these are posts which can be attained if you do the rituals, required rituals if you can do. 100 Aswamedh Yagya, Indra, but that is temporary. If I become Indra after doing 100 Aswamedh, if you try, what will happen? I will go out. By Punya Karma, you can attain the Devta also, Dev post also. Tiryang, Tiryang is the animals whose head, heart and stomach are horizontal. All animals you will find head, heart and stomach horizontal. Tiryang, Nar, human beings is different. Here, head is on the top, then comes the heart, then comes the stomach. What does that mean? Give importance to this, buddhi. Then heart. Heart means emotions. Your emotions should be controlled by your intellect. That is why it is said, buddhi tu sarthim buddhi. Sarthi means your charioteer. Like in Arjun, who was charioteer? Lord Krishna. According to his buddhi, he was moving in the battlefield. So our chariot, our this body should be governed by buddhi. That is why in the human beings, head is the top, next is heart, then the stomach. Very good. Then comes, what is the difference between Nar and animals? In Tiryang and Nar, four things are common. They are Ahar. Ahar means perception by five organs of perception. Next is Nidra is common. All beings sleep. Bhay, fear is there. Maithun, sensual enjoyment is there. But there is one difference between human beings and the animals. Human can follow dharma. They can think what is right, what is wrong. But the animals, they don't have this capacity, they don't have this developed intellect to distinguish between dharma and adharma. They can't do it. And the animals' food, they have got a specific, they don't become from vegetarian to non-vegetarian or from non-vegetarians to vegetarian. You will never find cow becoming non-vegetarian, tiger becoming vegetarian, no, they fall. But we change side. And sometimes, even we are human, we act like animals also. What is pasu? Pasyati iti pasu. He only sees, that's all. They don't have developed intellect, that is why they are not able to think much. Only little bit of intellect is there which is required for them. A cow has got this much of intellect, this is dry glass, I should eat it or not. If it's not acceptable, she will move and go to the green pasture. That's all. So Satchidanand is inside and Brahman is outside. So how Satchidanand is situated in human? It is said he is the illuminator, experiencer, seer of all thoughts. He illuminates all my thoughts. Where is he sitting inside? It is in our mind. Sitting in our mind, it illumines all our thoughts. He is the seer of all thoughts. A vritti, a thought may come to you, you may not express it to other, but he knows what you have thought. Good or bad, he knows. Because he is the illuminator of your all thoughts. And he is the substratum of all thoughts also. Two things. He is the illuminator, experiencer, seer of your thought. And he is the substratum of all thought also. Why substratum? Without Satchidanand, your thought cannot exist. Very good. So these all things are inert. Whole world is inert, made of five great elements. So the cause should also be inert. Simple logic. If the whole Brahmand is anatma, is infinite, this is an effect. The cause of this effect must also be infinite. The whole effect is inert, so the cause should also be inert. No, our Shastra says the cause of inert and sentient being is that Satchidananda. That is why in Shastra you will find Atma Vare Idam Agrasit. Before the creation, Satchidananda was there. That Satchidananda got a power called Maya. Sometime it manifests and then again it sometimes goes back. So the Maya, when it is not manifested, when the world is not manifested, still Brahman is there, is always there. Scientists may say atom, energy or a particle is the cause of the world, but those are all inert things. All are inert. And we have already seen that there is no difference between the substratum of the world and the seer of our all thoughts inside. It's one and same. But there are many darshans. Advaita says there is only one. But there are many other philosophies. They say no, Brahman is different and the Atman is different. This Atman is a part of Brahman. There are many such philosophies, but Advaita says it is one, and they prove it is one only. How? Well, go to the dream state. Who is the creator of the dream? Who is the dream drashta, seer of the dream? It is your mind, it is me. Who created the dream world? It is your mind, it is me who created the whole world. Who created the place, time of the dream? Everything is that me. Who is the illuminator of this dream? Who is the substratum of that dream? Is again mind. And mind is again illumined by that Atman. It is me. So dreamer is me, dream world is me, illuminator of dream is me, substratum of dream world is me, place of dream is me. So how many me are there? One. So Advaita is one. Substratum is one. So what is the difference? Ko naam bheda? Viseso naam bheda. This is paper, this is table. What is the difference? Speciality. Naam rupa are different. Satchidanand is one and same. Be it a inert matter or a sentient thing. Satchidananda is one and same in all of them. The five great elements have got their own specialities. Like Akash has the specialty of sound, Vayu has got the specialty of touch, fire, form. The first time you see the fire, you see the form. Then the water and the earth. Ras and Gandha, they have got the specialty. That is why they are different. But Satchidananda is one and same in all of them. Then how can I see that Satchidananda? In Ramayana it was said, in Ram and Ravan, the Satchidananda is one and same. Upadhi is different. Upadhi of Ram, different characteristic. We say, Maryada Purushottam Ram. Upadhi of Ravan, different. But a Jnani, Jnani will see, Jahataha Dekh Dhare Dhanubana Swarga Narak Apavarga Samana. He will see everywhere, whosoever is there, he says, is Satchidananda. There is no difference. But how can I experience this Satchidananda? For that, we have to meditate. Now the process of meditation will start. How can I experience Satchidananda? But prior to that is Sravan Manan Nididhyasan. Up to this verse, we have done what is this Brahman, its characteristics, everything was all discussed. First you have to, I don't know Brahman. So to know the Brahman, you have to do Sravan. Then my intellect may say, no, this is not acceptable. Reflect on it and make that knowledge doubt-free. I am convinced there is Brahman, but still I am weeping and crying. I am convinced that I have got Atman, still crying. Do Nididhyasana, contemplate, experience it yourself. So far up to verse number 21, the subject matter is covered. What is Brahman? What is this creation? It was explained. Subject matter we have already seen. The Brahman is one. There is no sajatiya, vijatiya, swagat, bhed. Sajatiya, bhed is not there. In space, air, fire, water, earth, there is sajatiya, bhed. Each has got different characteristics. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. There is a bhed in the elements. All are inert elements. All are great elements. But in each element, there is a bhed. In Deva, Tiryang and Nar, there is vijatiya bhed. They are all living beings. But they are all different. Devta is different from animals. Animals different from Nar. Deva, Tiryang, Nar. They are vijatiya bhed. So we have to now practice meditation on that tattva. On that tattva means that Satchidananda, that Brahman. The topic of meditation will start from the next verse onward, which we will take up in our next class. And the next class will not be next weekend. 6th, we are in Badri. So we will be meeting again on 13th. So Deepak ji, your meditation class will be on next week? Yes. Okay. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Mambhyo Namah Hari Om.